Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I wanted to mention really quickly before we get into anything else that people were confused as to how Yuzette was paying the meter for her car and didn't notice that it wasn't there.
Yeah, Hooman too. He went down there and paid the meter
no,
for
these
her.
No, those are apps. It's like the pay by phone app. We pay.
Oh, so no one went down.
No,
they
were
just
paying someone else's parking for them.
We were hooking someone up.
Wow, yeah. Except they were probably shoving money in too, because those red lights don't change to green.
They don't.
If they got there right before 9, they would have put money in. But don't we get a notification?
You will get it on your app, but they don't show on the meters.
Right. The meter readers actually have some kind of a...
Something.
Some indication that this is a paid-for spot.
Right.
Is it good?
So yeah, they weren't physically going down there.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Maybe it does. I don't know.
It doesn't on a lot of them.
Yeah, sure, a lot of them.
Because I've actually paid them and watched the red light blinking and stood there waiting for it to change.
Sometimes it takes a few minutes for it to engage.
Whatever. I'm out of here. I paid.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll find you, meter maid.
So don't worry. They weren't just stupid.
I wouldn't go that far.
Paying for her parking.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Ferreira is coming up. I think he's
here.
Yeah.
And man, is he enthusiastic.
Oh, is he? Oh, I'm so glad. Fantastic.
Yeah, look at him. Well, not yet, Adam.
Not yet, Adam.
You
want to just come in and sit down? I mean, I feel bad turning him. He thought we said his name, and he comes running toward the door.
We're going to go to commercial. He's going to be like, oh,
we're
great.
Going to commercial in 1 minute.
Now I'm not bringing the magic. Where are we going?
Oh, my God.
Everybody.
She's getting headphones from
We don't have a mic muff for that mic?
We don't. No. We haven't for a while.
Oh, for crying
out loud.
Here's
one. Here's
one. There you go.
Here, have a mic muff.
You're muffless.
We are muffless. Adam Ferreira is...
Nice to see you guys.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
He's demanding coffee.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, get him some coffee.
Daddy needs some gas in the tank.
Sure.
Yeah, I was at the hotel, and they're like, oh, we're so sorry, sir. There's no coffee this morning. And I'm, oh, that's fine. Outside, I'm screaming. That's the thing that I love about San Francisco. I love coming here because there's an awareness of unity. And there's like a lack of judgment, but everyone's just miserable.
Yeah.
Just trying to... It's like the anxiety levels up there. Look, I know we're all one, but not today.
Please have a seat. You're making me nervous.
Thank you.
So that seat's too low. We got to get him a better seat, too.
First the muffin.
Does he want to stand?
You want to stand.
So how do you take your coffee? We'll go get you a nice coffee.
Just a little cream and we're good.
Uh-oh, someone's calling me.
Oh, my God. Your phone is ringing.
Oh, Jesus.
On your watch? I haven't made the plunge yet for the travelers moving.
Maybe Vinny has an extra one for you too.
Is that what you guys got?
No, Vinny gave it to me.
Well, no, I was gifted it, and it turns out I love the thing.
Okay,
I absolutely
love it.
Well, you know, you want to get some exercise? I don't know. Maybe you don't.
Yeah.
I actually was looking you up. I know you from Rescue Me.
Yeah,
but I loved that show. Did you love doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that
my
was
God.
Great.
That is such a good
we
show.
We had because we were all friends from, we did a cop show before that, so we all kind of knew each other.
Oh.
And we all hung out. So I've known Dennis, you know, for God, 25 years. So his trailer's like the barracks. We all hung out in
the
there.
Everyone crashes.
Because we were all friends, and we were all smoking at the time. So the smoke billowing. It looked like we elected a pope.
Well,
there was just smoke coming out of this place.
The smoke is white.
And there was all kinds of calls. So we really just had a great time doing it.
That was the vibe of the show, though, too, was that half the time it was just the firehouse.
Yeah.
Everybody hanging out and being crude or whatever.
And the script was just a suggestion.
Is that right?
Well, Dennis wrote most of them. Dennis, Evan Reilly, and Peter Tolan. But so, like, if a scene wasn't working, you'd get a call on your way to work. Like, look, I hate the way this thing ends. Come to my trailer. And then, all right, we're just going to get in a fight. So call the stunt guys, pad you up, and we would just
nice.
Get in. Yeah, it was great.
Well, right. I'm going to finish.
No, go
we'll
ahead.
Just go super late.
We can, and we can talk about this on the other side, too.
So I was looking up some stuff that you've done, and you did an exercise video, or you were doing a plug for somebody, and I was like, oh, well, he does exercise. So anyway, the reason I like the watch is because it tracks your steps and gives you a, and you start to get sort of into it. Like, I'm going to close that green ring.
See, I wanted to get the new one, because my wife wanted the new one, too, but it's got the face thing and the thumb recognition and the face.
Oh, boy.
No, that's the phone. This doesn't have that.
Yeah, I don't trust it. Italians don't find, like, surveillance convenient. You know, I just... culturally, I'm just like, just put your fingerprint here. No, we don't give it to anybody. Yeah, okay, I watch forensic
files. I scraped mine off a long time ago.
Getting up every morning, putting crazy glue on your fingers. That was the thing, because I grew up, my family, they're not really criminals. They're not dangerous. How's that?
They're not dangerous criminals.
But when we were little, my mother's family, they had this little grocery store, candy store in Brooklyn when I was a kid, my mother's family. And the candy was
all
dusty.
Oh, they owned it?
They owned it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But there was, like, never anybody in there. You know, there was no one, like, the can that had dust on it and stuff. It's been there a while. And they had this weird paper in the back room.
The can, did you hear that? The can.
The can. There was not a lot of stuff. So you go in the back, and they had this weird paper and a couple of phones on the wall. It was flash paper. They were bookies.
Oh!
So back in the day, you would write it on flash paper, because if there's a knock on the door... You light the flash paper and like the police, and
I don't know
goes
about
up.
Flash paper.
Because
I mean,
grew up in a decent family.
You know, that must be it.
You had a childhood like a normal person. That's what you shouldn't know these things.
I didn't eat any dusty candy.
No,
a dusty can or light flash paper.
Nice girl like you shouldn't know this stuff.
Thank you. It's like you know me already.
Yes. What do you want for Christmas? I want plausible deniability. Who says that?
My family.
You did? Where'd you grow up?
No. I'm in Boston.
Oh, Boston. Okay.
But a suburb of Boston. Not like, you know, hardcore Boston.
You didn't grow up a Southie.
I didn't grow up in Southie or Dorchester or something.
Nah.
You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how'd you get all the way out here?
A job came along and I went, well, I've never been there. Let's go check that out.
And so you've been here a while, though.
21 years.
Yeah, 20 years. This
incredible.
Is great.
Actually, Adam, we do have to break.
And I
you,
do need
you
coffee.
Did storm. There it is. Oh, there we go.
Yes.
You did storm the studio.
Yeah, I did. I apologize.
It's a rare guest that just storms in and we're like, all right, sit down. Oh, God, is it so hot that you just burn your mouth?
No, it's good. We have a little sweetener, a little cream or some kind of sweetener in the cream that I wasn't ready for.
Do you not want that?
No, it was great, but it was like little elves showed up. Like, good morning. Don't worry about it. We're going to make the shoes for you. Go back to bed.
All right. Adam Ferrara is joining us. He's at Cobb's this weekend, and we're going to talk more with him after this. Forget the music. It was like a bunch of remastered stuff. I mean, Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen, Adam Ferrara's here. Hold your horses. I'm going to get through like a little thing here right now. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. Oakland A's baseball is here. You can hang out with Uzette and Hooman on Saturday, March 31st. Oakland A's opening weekend. They're hosting a party. We have a suite. I didn't even know we had a suite. I've clearly never been invited to it. You watch the game from Alice's suite. We'll take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You get a pair of tickets to join Uzette and Hooman in the fabulous Alice suite. She ordered hot dogs, so we've got those going.
I'm sure. I ordered vegetables healthy food.
Great.
I ordered a bunch of different kinds of food and
I
dessert.
Care.
Yeah, you know who's like a vegan health nut? Adam Ferrara.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Only by marriage.
Yeah. Well, he took cream in his coffee.
I did. But yeah, I'm not a vegan.
But he wasn't supposed to have the sugar. Yeah, not a vegan. He's just like super.
Well, the other was the type 2 diabetes coffee we had before.
He did rock back after he took it. I thought he burned his mouth.
I thought somebody put Lucky Charms in there.
Yeah. Wow. Our intern, I know you need to finish this, but our intern came and she goes, I just made the worst cup of coffee I've ever made in my entire life. I am so embarrassed.
Let me give it to that guy.
Let's test his metal.
Great.
She's like, I need to go make him another
cup. She's like, my mother, eat it. I'm only going to throw it out. Great. I'm the stop before the garbage can. Thanks, Ma.
All right, call now, win those tickets. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible. Adam Ferrara is here with us in studio.
I don't have the shows you're doing. Where are you
at?
I'm at Cobb's. I'm at Cobb's tonight and tomorrow night. I got two shows tonight at 8 and 10:15, I think, and tomorrow at 7:30.
Yep, 7:30 and 9:45. See in the upper right-hand corner? We have a little one sheet on
you. Oh, you got to check your watch.
No,
it's probably
you
on the watch.
One sheet.
On the one sheet.
Oh, the one sheet. Got it. I don't. I found a picture of you eating a hot dog.
You got to show that to Adam.
Oh, yeah,
God bless you.
Here's a little glimpse into our show.
Look at you.
She loves it.
That's right.
Was this at the
Raleigh Fingers booth at the A's game?
Yes.
It was? Was it good?
It was delicious.
I haven't had a hot dog. My wife is, she's very health conscious. I told you I married a hippie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bohemian.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she heard me call her a hippie in an interview. She's like, don't call me a hippie. It makes it sound like I don't wash.
Oh.
I got it.
Well, yeah. I don't feel like bohemians wash all that much either. Like that whole...
But I used to just eat. I fell in love, and then my life.
So she's a strict something. She's like just a health food.
Well, she's
person.
Very healthy.
You look healthy. I mean, something's
inside,
going on.
Inside, I'm crumbling.
Your skin looks great. Yeah. I mean, oh, really, what's happening inside?
Oh, it's just the will to go on.
Mm. Well, you're a comedian.
What does that mean?
Yeah, it's like my mother. You feel like you've lived before this past lives because I want to meet the guy that had the life before me because he left the place a mess. Mm. I mean, there's anxiety all over the place. Mm. I don't know what this is on my face.
What? Let me see that.
Like this.
Well, it's a mole. It's,
yeah,
you know.
I know it's a mole. My whole life going on. But my wife and she disease can't
I don't
live.
Know what
in
this is on my face?
Yeah,
really?
Disease can't live in an alkaline state.
You look grown up.
Oh no, no. Well, I read at a third grade level. Oh, that's what keeps me young.
I see.
Yeah.
So your wife is saying that sugar creates an alkaline.
It's an acid state, and disease can't live in an alkaline state. So you want to keep your body alkaline. So it just depends on what food you put in there. So hot dogs are just like, you know, I could die looking at the picture. Apparently.
Well.
Yeah. So we eat a lot of. I can't have anything. Peanut butter's gone.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's hydrogenated. And so she came home with the natural peanut butter, which is nice because when you open it up, there's like a BP oil slick on top and you got to stir it. And my problem is I didn't realize I work for these people and have to finish their project. Just finish stirring the peanut butter. I'm like, Skippy's always ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Stable.
I don't have to work for it.
Right.
So
you don't have to refrigerate it.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter? What is it?
You found the one sheet.
You played the. Did you play the comedian on that Law and Order episode?
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is that who you were?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's epic.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
That is an epic episode. Yeah.
So I'll tell you a story. I get the gig. It was my first drama.
Oh, Jesus. These
Law
two
and Order, everyone.
They have this is
huge.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
this is my first drama, right?
Okay.
So I get the gig. I tell my mother. And this was when it was on network, so it was a big thing. So I tell my mother, I got a gig. I'm on 10 o'clock, Channel 4, Wednesday, whenever it was on. She invites the whole neighborhood, all her friends. Mm-hmm. The Mahjong Club comes down.
Oh.
She makes a lasagna. She's wearing a corsage like it's prom night.
Oh.
Yeah. Everyone's down in the basement, and everyone's watching. And oh, there's his name. They spelled it right. Oh, the whole thing. And I'm playing a pedophile.
Oh,
he
no.
Yes.
I played the bad guy. There's a hush comes over. No lasagna was eaten. A hush comes over the audience. My wife, my mother at the time, and my father goes, everyone leaves. My mother calls me up. I was in California. What the hell is wrong with you? I invited the whole neighborhood here. Why don't you tell me you were playing a baby toucher, for God's sake? I'm so embarrassed. I had to have your father bring the pails out to the corner. I don't want people to see me dragging pails. I'm embarrassed to show my face.
It is an epic episode, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the good cast. Jerry Orbach was still on it. God, I love that show so much. So did you want to be on that show, or did you want any show?
Yeah, no, I read for it. I wanted to do drama. Like, I'd never done drama before, but I wanted to... like I said, when I got the first gig, we were talking off the air, I got my first acting gig was comedy, and then I started studying because I'm like, okay, this I got to learn this. You know,
you like it.
I did. I liked it.
So and you were an actor, and
I was a stand-up first.
Oh, you were a stand-up
first.
Yeah, stand-up first. I was asking him, so did you start a stand-up or an actor? And he said, no, stand-up.
Yeah.
That was my
yeah.
thing. But so once you got an acting job, you went, oh, I got
to
do
like,
this.
I like this, and there's a craft to it, and there's a thing. Like, stand-up, you know, you can't really... I just got a lot of problems that I wanted to monetize. You know,
right.
Sure.
Look, if I'm going to be crazy, I'm going to try and cash
That's
in.
That's the business model.
Yeah.
Right.
So... But when I got my first acting gig, I'm like, this I'd like to study. So when I got to the point where it was like, I'd like to try some drama, I got lucky and met there was a role that came up on Law & Order, and I read for it, and they liked me.
So that was one of your first things?
Yeah, it was one of the first things I ever did.
And then the run that you did on Rescue Me, mm-hmm. that was how many seasons?
I think I did four out of the seven, and then I did two on Nurse Jackie, and... And
yeah, I guess I haven't gotten far enough in Nurse Jackie. I don't.
I show up. I look just like this. There's a thing on my face.
Oh, it's a mole. I think
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that you should have them check that on there. She has a medical show.
Yeah.
They could check
there's
it for you.
That was the great. So Jackie was. I show up. I play a police officer. And I was shooting Top Gear at the time, so I was doing two shows.
What is Top Gear?
Top
Gear is
a great. It was an
English car
show.
Thing?
It was a car show from England, but it was like more like a buddy movie, and they go all around the world, and these three idiots go all around the world, and they drive these supercars.
But Top Gear's huge over there.
Yeah,
huge.
And we were the American version of it.
Okay,
so
got
we
it.
Shot it here. We shot in San Francisco quite a bit too.
Oh.
So I was doing both shows. So I was driving these cars, and I went up to the prop master when I got Jackie because I played a police officer. I said, you know, it'd be great. If my character got a Ford Crown Vic police car, the P-71s, that way, because it's rear-wheel drive, and if we get into a fight, I could spin the tires out and just express my anger through the car. And the prop master looked at me and went, who are you?
Well, I'm the Top Gear guy.
Don't talk to me.
Oh, that's
pretty
boy. Much.
So I got a front-wheel drive Chevy. But that was but it was a great show to do because we shot in New York. So it was I got to be with all my friends and stay in my own bed for a while.
So, but you, I thought you lived in L.A.
I do. We got a house in L.A. and I still kept my little apartment in New York.
I see.
So we go back and forth.
That's great.
Man.
You're truly bi-coastal.
That's right. Well, I'm bi-coastal curious.
Mm. Wait a minute. You kept the apartment you had from...
New York, yeah.
But it's not... I mean, you had made it some by that point. Or are you talking about your college...
No. No, it's a grown-up.
You got a nice rent-controlled place there you don't want to give up.
It's not like I got a dead grandmother under the bed that I keep putting ice on so it doesn't smell so I can keep the rent. No, I had to buy this one. Yeah.
All right.
Because that's the thing. You get married. I'll be honest with you. I thought I was like Steve McQueen before I got married. It turns out I'm a nerd. I didn't know. You know, I met my wife, and she's like, you know, we had the apartment needed furniture and drapes and stuff. Mm. So it was in rough shape when I met
her. So now it's nice.
Yeah. The smell's gone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And the Bachelor Black is probably gone to black couch.
Sticky
black
leather
picture.
Furniture.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know where my Who posters are, but they're gone. Yeah, that's
something's got to go.
Yeah, I know. You just you look at that. How old are you? I'm like, I really don't know. Apparently, I'm not
all references to everything from my youth is gone.
It's all gone.
So, Adam Ferrara is playing at Cobb's this weekend.
Yes.
Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. Mm. You came to us through Greg Proops.
My pal Greg, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a sweetheart, isn't he?
Oh, my God. He's so smart. Yeah. He actually
smartest
just,
man
like,
in the world podcast.
He's unbelievable. He comes in here, and we all just... We'd be quiet because you can't. Really
yeah, he's just he's
you don't engage.
No.
I got when I first came up to San Francisco, there was a punchline in Walnut Creek, and they drove us in to do a radio show live at the punchline, and Greg was on the panel, so I was sitting up there, and I was like, these are hitters, man. This is like, so I end up we end up improvising on the show. I forget what it was, but I got the laugh before the commercial break. So we go to commercial. I got a big laugh, and we're outside the punchline.
That feels good.
I know, it feels great, right. You know, because I was always, you don't want to be a fanboy, but you know, it's great. So we're outside, and he's like, I said, this is my first time here. He goes, yeah. He goes, you improvised in San Francisco. I go, yeah. And then he shared his breakfast with me, which is the way he starts his day.
The whole wake and bake is that
yeah,
what we're
so,
talking
so,
about
here.
I just want
so in other words,
it's legal
like,
now.
Not,
I mean, I don't know
not,
why
not
I'm,
only
I don't
only
know why I'm trying
Greg,
to keep it quiet.
Yeah, not only did I make Greg laugh, but I'm high at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh,
this is
fantastic.
I'll drink the crappy coffee now. Bring it in.
Bring in the sugar coffee.
Adam's at Cobb's tonight and tomorrow. Actually, two shows both nights.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, we were talking off the air, and you mentioned about Dennis, and you said, you know, Leary,
who is the star of
Rescue Me, and
he
was saying, you know, they were talking about when the show would end. And his response to Dennis wanting to end it early was, I don't have Ice Age money, Dennis.
Yeah.
So, but is that the pursuit now?
What?
Are you trying
Ice
to get
Age money?
Some kind
sure,
of
Ice Age money, yeah.
franchise?
An annuity?
Is that the goal?
What do you want? Give me an NCIS. Give me something like that. How great would that be?
Well, pretty great.
That'd be pretty great.
Whatever it was. NCIS Long Island. Ah, he's friggin' dead. Go to commercial.
Okay, well, we don't know what that means. So does that mean your agent is just pursuing a gig, or are you doing tons of reads?
You go from gig to gig to gig. It's a nomadic life. See, because I can do drama and comedy and stuff. Like, I did a movie in, I was in Toronto for 6 weeks in this cute little movie with Emma Roberts.
Oh.
Hayden Christensen, Danny Aiello, Andrea Martin.
I don't know who Andrea Martin is.
Andrea Martin from SCTV, Alyssa Milano,
That's a legit cast.
Yeah, that's,
it was great. We had fun. We were in Toronto for 6 weeks. So you go from gig to gig. You go from movie.
Do you bring your family with you when you?
When I can, yeah. When I can, but it's like a lot of the travel and stuff. Like my wife wanted to come up here, but for 2 days, you know, I ran up here for 2 days. I was like, honey, let me just go up and do this. And
right.
Go back.
Do you have kids?
I got two dogs, and that's my emotional responsibility.
I see.
Yeah, I can't. I
oh, is it a
I
never?
I can't handle a dog.
It's a never?
I don't want to lose my figure.
Yeah.
So has she asked you? Has she asked you? Can
well,
we have kids?
She's a hippie. She might be like,
yeah,
I looked
at my wife. It was like, we live right. I'm in Santa Monica. I'm in the beach. And on Sunday morning, you're home. You know, when you're home Sunday morning, the doors open up. The caffeine just kicked in. The sun's coming in the window. I got an hour before kickoff. Life is perfect. Right? You know that? You know, you're smelling your wife's hair. You're like, you know, it's not so bad. And I look at her. I go, you know, we have kids. This is all over. She's like, yeah, get me some more coffee. And so I don't know if.
Good for you.
Yeah. So. The dogs are like really just because they're getting older, and they're at the point now where you know,
walks take forever.
Rough,
well,
man.
Yeah, and she's losing her eyesight, my little dog. And that's scary. I can't handle that, you know. And she's my wife took little bells right, and she safety pinned them to the back of her jeans. So now when she walks around the house,
the dog knows where she
hears
is.
The bells, and her little tail is wagging, and she's happy. And I don't know if she feels the compassion coming from another being or it's the weed, because. She's got glaucoma, and we got the weed biscuits at the dispensary.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
They actually say that they're not getting your dog stoned.
Oh, yes, they are.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. My wife's tinkerbelling around. No.
Cannabinoids.
No, my dog, my wife's tinkerbelling. Ding, 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 ding. And the dog's behind like, bow, wow, wow, yippee-yi, yippee-yay. Stoned and happy.
Aww.
I know, because we were home. It was just me and the dog. My wife was out, and it was time for her medicine, so... I can't let her get high alone. That's rude.
Yeah, it is.
You're a fun dad.
I am the biped. So we split a biscuit.
Oh, did you? Have you eaten one?
I had to try.
Just to see.
And it works.
And you're saying that you know for sure the dog is getting stoned because you ate the biscuit.
He actually tried it.
Yeah.
Well,
he knows.
It works. I'm peeing in the yard now.
But Adam Ferrara is performing at Cobb's all weekend long. Nice to meet you. I feel like you're
too.
A good
Thank
find.
You.
Come on back.
I'd love to. You guys are fun.
He stormed the studio earlier, and that was out of the norm for us. I was like, well, I guess we got to brace ourselves for something
We're
new
up.
Here. Nice meeting you, Adam.
Too, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Me.
Anytime.
Good to
Thank
see you guys.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.